Well, Matt, you're watching the NBA draft. They're preparing to pick the first round there. You were a football and a baseball player. Did you play a little basketball for fun on the side?
Yeah, I played a little bit in high school. But, I still like to play a little bit. We have to be careful because I think the last thing you want to do in the offseason is get hurt playing basketball. But I still like the sport.
You don't want to go up for like a reverse dunk and then come down wrong on your ankle?
No, I think there's been too many examples of guys getting hurt goofing around and on a basketball court, so I don't play that much.
That or popping wheelies on a motorcycle at 60 miles an hour.
Definitely won't be me.
Well, you're an All-American in baseball and football. Did you actually play on the high school team for fun, or did you just play pickup games?
No, I played basketball in high school also on the team, and it was fun. I liked it a lot. I liked to compete year round, so I was always playing either basketball, baseball, or football, and I really liked the sport.
Well, basketball and football definitely are action sports. Baseball is a national pastime. I mean, you have a little bit of athleticism, a little bit of running and I guess athletics, so to speak, in it. But then a lot of thinking, too, isn't it? Hitting a 100-mile-an-hour fastball coming at you from 60 feet away.
Well, it's a lot of hand-eye coordination, probably more than the other sports, where there's more athletic ability in the other sports. So I like baseball. It's got a little good mixture of everything, mental part, hand-eye coordination, and athletic ability. If you can put all three of those together, you can turn out to be a pretty decent player.
Well, you're the son of a pitching coach and a head coach, I guess, at Oklahoma State. Were there a lot of kids in your high school there in Stillwater that had some good roots for sports, making up some pretty good teams?
Yeah, we had pretty good teams. We were always kind of a smaller team in football. We didn't have that many big linemen, but we always were very competitive, and a bunch of kids that liked to play and worked hard. And we were extremely competitive and always seemed to do pretty well.
Did you pick up more of your mass as you matured as an adult, or did you have the size when you were quarterbacking in high school?
I was a pretty big kid. I probably weighed 210 when I was in high school. But as you get older and turn into a man a little bit, you start to be able to add a little more muscle mass as you learn how to work out and how to lift weights, and that's kind of where I am today.
Did you play a little linebacker on defense or just straight offense quarterback?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me play defense. Our head coach wouldn't let me play any defense, so I was just a quarterback.
How much pressure on you was there to go to OSU and quarterback there?
I never really feel any pressure. I mean, obviously, the people around town and the supporters of Oklahoma State always wanted me to go there, but I didn't feel any pressure, especially my family just wanted me to do what I wanted to do and be happy about it, and so I just went with my heart.
Well, being a part of a baseball family with most of your family members involved in areas of coaching or advising, did you grow up really strong in the fundamentals of baseball? Did you have things pretty down pat by the time you were coming out of high school?
I wouldn't say down pat, but yeah, I mean, I was around baseball a lot as a kid, and being around a coach as a coach's son and being around baseball ever since I was old enough to walk. You get to learn the insides and the fundamentals of things pretty early on, so I think I was a little ahead of most, but not by no means did I have it all figured out.
Well, Stillwater, Oklahoma is the home of Garth Brooks, a pretty famous guy. Have you seen Garth around Stillwater?
I never have. No, I know that he went to school at Oklahoma State, but I've never seen him. So I did get a ball signed by him, and I think in '99 he was in spring training with the Padres, I believe, and he came and signed some balls for some of the when I was in the minor leagues for some of the guys.
Well, he was an advertising major at Oklahoma State, and then, of course, now being a very, very successful country star. Now, you are a country music fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I like country music, yeah.
Do you like Garth Brooks' music?
Yeah, I like a lot of it. I have some of his stuff on my iPod.
And he has the Touch 'Em All Foundation. That's something, as a major league player, maybe you could have involvement with, get more involved with a guy who comes from your same hometown.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't gotten involved with that yet, but as you get a chance to make a little more money, it'll be something that I probably will pursue.
And have you enjoyed coming up with players that you played with in the minor leagues? I think 2003 with Brad.
Yeah, I've played with a lot of these guys. We came up, we played, a lot of us played in Carolina together and Tulsa also in Double-A. And I've known all these guys for quite a while, and they're all close friends.
And what do you learn from observing Todd Helton, one of the best hitters in the game today?
I think you learn a lot about approach and about what it takes on a day-to-day basis to be a great player, and just kind of watch him go about his business and how he handles and approaches every single at-bat with such intensity and such a desire to be successful. I think that's the primary thing you learn from.
One of your previous interview questions was relative to being on a desert island. Who and what would you be with? You mentioned a Bible. Do you come from a religious family?
You know what? I'm a man of faith. I'm not necessarily religious, but I'm a Christian man and somebody that believes that Jesus Christ is my Savior and is all the things that I'm able to do is for His glory and not for me, and it's not about me, it's about Him. So that's where I come from.